sometimes just sitting down with somebody else and having that conversation can really create some connecting dots that align us.
Welcome to the Skilled Dad Podcast. This is the podcast for dads of all seasons to learn the things that they can do and engage so that they can go and equip the next generation for success. Here we sit down with everyday dads just like you to learn from their story, get inspired, and then start getting after it. So we invite you to join in, see what you can take away from this story, and apply to your life on your journey to becoming a skilled dad.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Skilled Dad Podcast. My name is Zach Reeser. I'm your host. And today you just got me. You know, it's been over 3 months since we officially launched the Skilled Dad Podcast. And it was several months prior to that, that we were conceptualizing, coming up with concepts about how we wanted it to look. And it was 7 years ago that I really wanted to start something like this. And of course, like anything, it evolves. And like many things, you think so much about it that it just holds you back from actually launching something. And then I just decided to do it, not really sure what was going to happen. And the last 3 months have been absolutely incredible and fun. And a lot of learning involved. And I wanted to say thank you for everyone that has listened up to this point, that subscribed, that shared this. And for this episode, I've got a couple of announcements that I want to share with you about where we're going, what the next few weeks are going to look like, and some of the vision beyond. But first, I want to share a couple of things that I've learned myself going through this journey. As I say on the show, typically when sitting down with other guys, I am not the skilled dad. 7 years ago, when my son was born, I had really wanted to be that skilled dad. I wanted to learn everything, right? And I wanted to find resources that would show me some of the things that I could do. And then I found myself getting wrapped up in a different life and level of success that actually took me away from being that dad that I wanted to be. And I saw that in some other people as well after I had made a change to get out of that, which is some of the motivation of starting this thing. We intend, and when I say we, there are some different people that helped me. Obviously, my wife, who was on the last episode, some friends, everyone that sat on this podcast with me, and then a number of people that have expertise in different areas that have provided feedback and insight on areas that I'm not as familiar with. And they helped bring this to life. And I didn't know where it was going to go. But I can tell you some of the things I've learned up to this point. One of them is that there are a lot of people that have experienced a lot of the same things, yet haven't been able to find the outlet to find that they aren't the only ones with that experience. I talk to more and more people now that either have listened to the podcast or have heard about it, and ask questions because they haven't listened to it yet or they haven't gone to the website. Say, well, hey, have you ever had anybody that talks about this? I've been looking for something and I haven't found anything. And I, you know, we've had a couple of examples where said, yes, we have had that. And there's almost this sense of relief that comes across someone's face. The other thing I've learned is how fun individual stories are, and also how common storylines are in different lives of people that don't know each other. And that's one of those things that I think is easily missed, especially today in busy lives and different cultural things that are going on and political things and all that stuff. That when you pull back and look at the human story, there's so many commonalities that we have. Sometimes just sitting down with somebody else and having that conversation can really create some connecting dots that align us. And in this case, align us as parents, as dads, as moms, as husbands, as wives, as friends, and wrap it around a common cause of we want to learn the things that we can do to equip our kids for a successful future. So again, I want to say thank you for the time that you've taken to sit down to listen to where I am right now, to listen to the podcast up to this point, for the support that you've had. And here's what it's going to look like over the next few weeks. One of the most important things we talk about and has been a common theme on this show is the element of time. Time is a resource, time is a tool. And the quick reminder that as soon as our kids are born, we do have a clock that starts to tick down, and the type of influence and impact that we have starts to change over time. And it is limited until one day it switches to a different type of parenting role when the kids are no longer within our household. So we want to look for the things that we can do effectively so that in a time where those kids are in a situation where we're not around, where you as dad is not around, where you as mom is not around, they are equipped with the critical thinking skills, the confidence, and the knowledge to be able to make a good decision. And one of the best times to get some of that dedicated time is during the holiday seasons, and that's what we're entering. So over the next few weeks, we're just going to be doing a few different episodes, working towards more of a bi-weekly cadence until we get into 2022. So we're going to call it season two in 2022. We'll resume our interview cadence. I've got some great interviews lined up. And we'd also love to continue to hear your feedback on this, and we want to hear your story. If anything, we want to challenge you to share your story with others that you might meet over the holiday season. And this time of year brings on a lot of different feelings, scenarios, interactions for a lot of different people. And it could look very differently from person A to person B. But when you have the opportunity, remember that your story is powerful. There's things in your story that others can take away from. And being able to share that oftentimes will create common bonds that are going to take something to a new level, a new type of connection. So when you're sitting around a Thanksgiving table or sitting around whatever you're doing and with whoever you're with, no matter the topic that comes up, there's a nice little tool you've got in, which is your story. And this is also a time that we can really have some dedicated, honed in time with our kids, whether that's activities or we're building things together, we're playing games, we're just reading books, we're having a movie night, we're spending time together. This is a time that you can pour into them one way or another. And if you're not with your kids, there's still things you can do. It's not beyond us to write letters, make phone calls, FaceTime. I don't know everyone's situation, but I encourage you, if you're listening to this, there's something in you that's saying, okay, yeah, I want to do something. So it took me 7 years to launch a podcast. Don't let it take you that long to write a letter or make a phone call. Again, I want to say thank you to everyone that has listened to this. We're excited to have you come along and join this ride, but more importantly, continue to find ways to equip you so that you can equip your kids for a successful future. If you want to learn more, you can go to theskilleddad.com. That is one of the things we're going to be working on over the next few weeks as well to build that out. You can follow us on the different socials at Skilled Dad. But most importantly, we hope that you can find those things that you can take away, whether it's from this podcast or stories that you hear from others in your life journey, that you can apply to your life on your journey to becoming the Skilled Dad. We want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. We look forward to being with you soon. You're listening to The Skilled Dad.